Tes Tishrei, Toshinayan Aleph, Chagas Haldovas. Hello. Not good. Okay, Shara Bitochon. We're in Perek Shvi. Actually, Perek Shara Bitochon, Chagas Haldovas. Perek Shishi, I'm sorry. But really, I don't know why they did it this way, why the Chavos HaLevavos did it this way. We'll start from the last paragraph of Perek Shishi, we're on page Kuf Samach Aleph, and that's really the introduction to Perek Shishi. He launches now into a rant, a tirade, against people whose attitude is that they have to save money for a rainy day, they have to save money in case they get fired, they have to save money in case this and in case that. He calls them Baalei Mashkonos, people who want security from Hashem. They'll say, I'm willing to learn, you know, to devote myself to learning, to mitzvahs, to whatever, but I need a mashkin from Hashem. Hashem has to give me security. So I'll work, and I'll work till I'm 40, and I'll build up a nice nest egg, and then I'll have the last laugh, because I'll sit and learn a whole day from when I'm 40. And I'll have the money in the bank and a pension fund, and I'll have the last laugh. Meanwhile, he dies when he's 39. And he goes and he has nothing to show for his life, because he assumes, as the Chavos HaLevavos explained, that he assumes he's going to live. And who says he's going to live? A person has to live as if he's going to maybe die tomorrow and be comfortable with it today. So, but apparently, I mean, he's addressing the whole sixth perek is addressing this particular focus of lack of bitachon, and that is what he calls Baalei Mashkonos. They're demanding, they need security from Hashem. They're not willing to say, we rely on Hashem that things are going to work out. They have to have money in the bank, and therefore they sacrifice their ruchnius, they sacrifice their present lives to just work and earn money and put it aside in case they need it, or for a time when they'll need it. V'ra'isi, legalos, the last paragraph, page Kuf Samach Aleph, the last paragraph of Perek Chamishi. V'ra'isi, and I am determined, I am decided, legalos, to reveal, to expose, ofen sechlusam, how foolish they are, the ta'usim, and the mistake that they're making, b'deyazu, b'shiva inyonim, in seven ways. And Perek Shishi is a list of the seven ways that of their foolishness, why the attitude is a very, very wrong attitude. Agala bohem, I will reveal, I will expose, it's osam, sechlusam, v'ta'usam, v'avul b'sheyerchu advarim, you're going to get bored, Chavos HaLevavos is warning you, even though I'm spending... You're going to say I'm spending way too much time on this point. I'm beating it to death. But the reason is, because I have to knock this out of your head. So I have to keep banging till it's banged out of your head. This shita, call it, this attitude, is people that want security. When do you want security? You're selling someone your car, and he says, I don't have the cash on me. So you say, okay, give me a security deposit. I want security from you. I want to be sure that I can't trust you. I can't rely on you. I don't know who you are. I don't know. So give me something that will allow me to rely on you. Give me your gold watch. We'll put it in the pawn shop. Or you'll give me... You give me something of value, that's what security, a security deposit. Maybe it's a blank check, right? Whatever it is, give me something of value to be security, because I cannot trust you. I can't just, you say, you're going to give me in the future, I can't. Shehumi mashkino, I take a mashkin from you. Kasher mistacher imo, mistat, when I do business with you. Mipachto mechoser nemunos, I'm afraid, I can't rely on you. I can't trust you. Umiyut Ashro, I don't know if you're going to have the money. You're going to come to me in 2 weeks, and you're going to say, you know, I really wanted to pay you, but you know, I can't. What am I supposed to do? The Iyashro, or maybe you're a conniving person who said you're Yashar. So that's who you take a mashkin from. So you're treating Hashem like you would treat this person that bought something from you, and you don't trust them to pay you, so you need a mashkin. So here also you want a mashkin from Hashem. Again, the mashkin that you want from Hashem, in his picturesque way of putting it, is that you will devote yourself to this world, to earning money, to putting aside an, you have in the bank, you have a nice portfolio, and then you're ready to devote yourself to ruchniyustika pursuits, avodas Hashem, we'll call it. Avdavka learning, avdavka, talking about avodas Hashem. So you say, avodas Hashem is fine, I'm mamish moida, 1000%, you have to be avod Hashem, you have to devote your life to spiritual pursuits. Maybe in some dairas it was called Shabbos. We don't have that nisayon, pretty much. But we have other nisayonos. So he says, I'll keep Shabbos. You know, right now I have to earn a living. I'll keep Shabbos when I'm ready to retire. Adarab, I have a plan to retire at 40. Okay. Vihinei, perikshishi. Harishim yafani atshuva negdo b'mesha omar. To show the illogic of the way he's acting, Ato hamistapik b'gzeres Hashem, you're so big, you're not sure if Hashem's going to come through for you, so you want to deposit now. Uva mefakbek beromamus atzmus Hashem, right? He calls a spade. In effect, that's what you're doing. Asher ovad or sichlo, really, you've lost your mind. You're talking about Hashem, the same Hashem that's going to allow you to earn money today is going to be there for you tomorrow. You're not any. Today I'm sure, because I'm earning money, I'll work, I'll put the money in the bank. That's a sure thing, I have it in my pocket. Hashem is going to do it, that in 10 years I can trust that, right?
When does it convert from proper status to...
It's proper status for retirement? Tavid Alvavis does not hold of putting away money for retirement, as we'll see. He doesn't hold of it. He said, don't worry.
Say a guy is...
I would say, let's ask all the questions after he's had his say. We'll go through the whole parak, we'll listen to what he says, and then we'll ask all the questions. Maybe you'll be convinced and you'll be able to answer the questions yourself. We're starting. Let's learn through the parak. I learned Chavis of all those people. I said, people can't swallow this. But let him have his say, let him convince us. And then we'll see. Then we'll talk about it. Nobody's running away. We'll answer every question, and we'll see. Asher Ovad or Sichla v'kovam or Tvunoso. He speaks very harshly. That you know, Hashem's going to be there for you tomorrow. B'skarbrus cheshchas yitzro olav, because the Yitzhar, again, he's not talking about, if you have, just to get clear what he's talking about. He's not talking about someone. He's not. I don't know what he would say. We'll learn through the parak, right? If a person could work less hours and earn less, if a person works and earns more money than he needs, and it's possible for him to work less hours and only earns what he needs, so it's very possible the Chavis Halvavis would taka insist that go work less hours and earn less, and only earn what you need. And don't worry, you'll always have what you need. Don't worry about it. Most of the time, by our economy, it's not like that, really. First of all, most people don't even make ends meet if they work a whole day. That's first of all. Second of all, again, that gets us into the question of istapkus pamuot, and whether they're living too high a lifestyle for what they should live. Maybe they should lower the ratchet. They should ratchet back on their lifestyle, and then they would be earning enough money. Maybe. That's a different issue. That's not bitachon. We're talking about bitachon. So, again, but the Chavis Halvavis, again, we'll talk about that after we finish the parak. But I want to bring out that the Chavis Halvavis is talking about someone who mortgages the present because of this. Someone who doesn't, let's say someone decides he can't daven with a minyan. Oh, people, they can't daven with a minyan. You have to go to work. They have to have this job because this job gives them a certain income where they could build up their portfolio or build up their retirement fund, their 41K, what's it called? 401K. And they therefore can't daven with a minyan. They can't daven shachris with a minyan because that's the nature of the job. That's who he's talking to. People who mortgage their present because they have to accumulate. They have to have, because they need the security deposit from Hashem. He's not talking about someone that puts money in the bank instead of giving it to tzedakah. Nowhere in the Sefer does he say you should give all your money to tzedakah except what you need. He does say that the Baal Bitachon will be more generous. By nature, he'll be more generous because he doesn't have such a obsessive fear. He's not so tight with his money because he doesn't look at it as his money anyway. He looks at himself as a treasurer for Hashem. So he's more generous. He's a generous person. He doesn't have to give away all your money. Again, we're talking about now conflicting values. So the Balei Mishkonos he's talking about are people who accept, who unfortunately accept not up to par present in Ruchnius, not up to par, because the people that worked Shabbos, the people that Ha'im Eimen Aroy L'chol Avakesh V'lokachas Mashkon, is that when you go to a bank for a loan. I'm explaining what he's saying now. Who asks for security from whom? Do you go over to the bank and say, I want you to lend me money, please. I want something from you. But I don't trust you're going to give it to me. So I demand your gold watch to make sure that you give me... No, the person who's in charge and is the boss and has the stuff, he asks for security from the person that doesn't have. You want me to give you money. You want me to lend you money, so I need a security, you're going to pay it back. You don't demand that the bank give you a security deposit to make sure that they lend you money. You go jump in the lake, take it or leave it. I'll decide. So we're going to Hashem, he's saying. This is what we're like. We're like the guy who walks into the bank and demands from the bank. Yeah, we're going to Hashem. Hashem is in charge. We have to serve Hashem. Hashem is looking at us to see if we're performing for him. He's the one giving us everything. So we're going to go to Hashem and say, okay, I demand a deposit from you. He's going to throw you out, like the bank president will throw you out. That's his first of the 7 points, that's what you're acting like. Who do you take a mashkin from? From your friend, asher ain't lo shlita alecha. The worker, you go to work for someone. You say, okay, I'm going to come work for you. We agree on the wages. And then you say, you know what? I'm not starting to work. How do I know you're going to pay me? I'm not starting to work till you give me a deposit so that I can ensure that you're going to pay me. How do I know you're going to pay me? So I'm employing you. You don't like it? Goodbye. I'll hire someone else. Who do you? So that's his comparison when we act this way with Hashem. Hashem is hiring us, so to speak. And we're demanding a deposit from him to make sure he pays us. You don't ask for deposit from the person who's holding all the cards. The guy that's holding all the cards asks for deposit from you. So he said that's... Avol ha'socher, the worker, kasher nisker etzlachad mibnei adam, ain't roy lo lamashkin asocher, doesn't make him to demand a deposit, a security from the person hiring him, lefnei sheyavod lo, he didn't start working yet. And he demands a deposit to make sure the guy is going to pay him when he works. Kal v'chomer, shelo yamashkin eved esrabo, if you're not talking about a worker and an employer, but you're talking about an eved who's owned by the master, and he has to work for him because of the nature of the relationship he has to work. So he says, I'm not doing any work till you give me a deposit that you're going to take care of me. You have to work because you're an eved. That's the first order of business. Koshkei shlo yamashkin hanivra, the creation doesn't demand a security deposit from the person who created him. But terem yavdenu, before he starts to work for him, we are meshubit to Hashem, especially in the Chavis Halvavus' viewpoint of Avodas Hashem, that we owe Hashem everything, since we owe him our very existence and everything in our lives, and every moment of life that goes by, we continue to accumulate tremendous debt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you ever see the clock in Times Square, the national debt? It like increases $2 billion every second or something like that. So that's the Chavit HaLovis has such a clock with Hashem, that every second that goes by and your lungs are working and your pancreas is working and your kidneys are working and you're seeing and you're thinking and you're talking and you're walking and the sun's shining and you're getting, so the national debt, your debt, the clock, the death clock is like flying. You ever see that clock? It's flying, right? It's like gears, like the amount of gears goes very slow. But the money, when you pump gears, in America, like one of those things go very fast, and the other one goes very slow. Like, why can't they reverse that? I don't know. I mean, like, why can't they do it the other way around? Women are tamer, but that's like puzzling. It's weird. Shavodos ever the rabbo al menashe yishalim schoro la'achar avodoso mugune. Right? Even to work for the sake of the reward is inappropriate. Yoz, where do you get the chutzpah of Yischatzef, Lidrosh Mashkon al Kalkoloso? Hashem's keeping you alive. So Hashem, you're alive right now. You're alive, yeah? So you owe Hashem something. Again, he's talking about, he's not ranting against saving money per se in this parak. He's ranting against sacrificing Avodas Hashem because you feel you have to accumulate money to have as a security for the future. Because what's going to be? Maybe this, maybe that. What am I going to do when I retire? Maybe this, that's good. And you therefore sacrifice. That's what he calls it, a security deposit. So he says that's wrong, and he goes through seven reasons. So reason number one, which is very, very harsh words. This is the words of Moshe Rabbeinu talking to the Yidden who do Avodah Zarah. Avodah now is saying that you don't trust Hashem. You're demanding a security from Hashem. You owe him something now. He's the one holding all the cards. He's deciding. He's holding the cards. What are you demanding from him for? It's as absurd as a worker demanding a security from the employer that he's going to pay him when he works. Okay. Stop it.